This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. David Safran from Sunrun Solar. Jessica Genovese from Aloha Restoration. And Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show here. 312-981-7200. We'll start ladies first. What's going on?
Hello, welcome back
to the show.
How you been? Thanks for having me back. Excited to be here.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about flooding, basement flooding, and how to prepare for a flood, and just what to expect during the whole process. So recently, everybody in this area has been hit with a lot of water damage. I've been here at Aloha for about 6 years. We do mold water fire restoration, and one of the storms, we had a call come in, and I think I got 12 calls in the first hour of the day for floods. And of course, I'm trying to accept everything I can. And I think I went that day to like 10 inspections for flood damage. And I'm not joking. Every single customer did not have flood coverage or only had like a $5,000 limit. And nobody could understand why they weren't covered. So today I just wanted to let everybody know that's listening. If you have a basement, if it's finished, call your insurance agent, look at your policy and see what coverage you have. If you don't have sump pump backup, and your sump pump fails, you're not going to be covered. Especially if you live in like a high flood zone, you should make sure you have that coverage. And if you only have $5,000 or $10,000 as a limit, it's not going to cover the full.
Covers nothing.
It doesn't cover.
Does it even cover the restoration part?
If you have a $5,000 limit, you're probably not going.
We'll
to
talk
be
about
covered.
It later.
Yeah. But the first thing you really want to think about, like when your basement floods, is getting your basement dry, right? Because not drying in time is what's going to really cause mold. So when we come out,
hold on, we got to get through the segment. Okay. I forgot to introduce you, Jessica Genovese from Aloha. This is just the introductions.
Oh,
so go around the horn.
You should have told me that before I started. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to do introductions.
When we go live,
we're
going
to go to a break.
Yeah. No, very good.
For our listeners who want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach you?
847-865-5664.
David from Sunrun, how are you, Dave?
I'm good. You?
I am outstanding. What are we talking about today, buddy?
We're going to talk about
brief introduction, Dave.
Here we go. Rate increases with the utilities. We're going to talk about battery attachment to solar systems, why it's important, and we're going to talk a little bit about roofs and insurance and how that relates to solar.
For listeners who want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach you?
224-458-7868 or gosunrun.com/WGN.
The Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, 40 years in business, more than 400,000 basements fixed and homes taken care of. Welcome back.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here.
What's going on, buddy? What are we talking about?
Well, curiously enough, we're also going to talk about basement flooding, but I'm going to take the angle on preventing the flooding in the first place. So instead of having to clean it up and deal with your insurance company and stuff, what kind of world would it be if your basement never flooded again?
And all of the sales reps in radio and TV are heartbroken because of all of the pauses you had to put on all of your commercials because the phones have been blowing up because you haven't seen this rain in the past 6 years. We haven't gotten this type of spring rain in 6 years. So I can only imagine what your call center looks like. It's got to be, and Jessica's as well. It's got to be a jailbreak. So
our whole tribe throughout the company, we're super energized. It's a wonderful place to be because we're at our best when we're busy, and we are extremely busy. And so it's a fun place to be.
Phone number, website for listeners who want to reach out to you.
800-421-7325 or go to permaseal.net.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement, sporting the green MegaPros shirt today.
It's so real smart. Floating head.
You're all heads. Yeah, we're going to cut.
That's fine.
We're going to cut holes where your nipples are.
That's
so
perfect.
It'll be.
That's great. I mean, I feel bad for our yes. viewers.
No,
maybe my wife.
It'll be
right?
awesome.
Yeah,
it'll
I guess so.
Great social media. Hey, kids out there in broadcasting school, this is what you don't do when you have a green screen behind you. So it'll just be nipples and head.
Perfect. Great. I'm so excited.
Above your neck.
Above my neck.
Want to clarify that.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's a child show. It's a family-friendly show. What are we talking about?
Here for our listeners, if they have any home improvement repair questions that Lou didn't answer, we're here for you. 312-981-7200.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. You want to reach him?
MegaPros.com.
So hot. Yeah, you love it. I know. It's on repeat.
Roy, wait for it, Roy.
MegaPros.com.
Wouldn't you like to know who that is?
Yeah. Dave. MegaPros.com. It's not. No, Dave fantasizes.
Second wife. Yeah. Probably second third wife.
Maybe third. That would be third.
All right. We've got a pet.
Wow. You're good at numbers, right? Yeah.
if this happens to not work out with Elise.
Sure.
Oh, wow. I'll be
it's
broke.
Saturday.
I'll be broke.
I get it.
Living in my car.
Yes. No, she's going to take the car, bud.
Yeah. I didn't say it'd be my car.
Okay.
You're living in a car, and I'll be doing things.
Sure. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be broke.
Yes, you will.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. The Centergaard mailbag, sponsored by Centergaard Plumbing, is coming up next. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Stream Chicago on 720 WGN, and I hope to remember the guy's name that is rattling in my head right now before we come out of break. Centergaard Plumbing, Jeremy. You know them as the only plumbing company that I trust.
To touch your pipes
that are in my house.
Your house. Yeah. Are they out today?
They were out.
Last couple weeks they've been at your house pretty much daily.
This is the first week. We are 7 days Centergaard free.
Wow. Is that unbelievable? Like
it's not unbelievable.
They can run their whole business model just at the Hochberg house.
It's not unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. For you it's not. You're right.
It's not unbelievable.
I'm sorry that you're going through that.
Maybe if the plumber that the GC hired to build my house
wasn't
Job he was supposed to do, I wouldn't have to keep replacing crap 5 years later.
Has it been 5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the copper plumbing that was supposed to be connecting the pool stuff with the geothermal stuff 5 years ago, they now tell me it should have been done that way in the first place.
Plumbing should last a lifetime, right? You are aware of that, right? You might not know that, but like everyone else is. Mm-hmm. Roy, how often is a plumber at your house?
Well, he's a plumber. So,
okay.
Yeah, hello. That's all right, every day. Come on, stay focused.
All right, got it.
All right. So what?
Yeah,
so
what do we got here? It's all going to be positive, right?
It's all going to be positive.
Okay, cool.
It's all going to be positive. So I just wanted we're going to talk politics. No. It's good.
It's good.
And how stupid decisions cost local municipalities.
Oh, this is perfect. I love local.
Yeah, yeah. This is great.
Yeah, local's great.
Remember a guy by name of Ken Griffin?
Yeah.
He was like one of the richest men in the world.
Oh, yeah.
He lived less than a mile away from the studio.
Mm-hmm.
He had Citadel Trading here in Chicago. It employed hundreds of people, generated.
He moved out, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He did move out.
Yeah. He moved out. So here, Ken Griffin left Chicago. Total 3-year impact. You ready for this?
Oh, man.
$846 million in lost taxes. Hold on. Hold on, we're not done. $2.65 billion, with a B, in lost spending equals $3.5 billion economic hit to Illinois, Chicago, not including all the philanthropic stuff that this guy did. Okay,
wow.
He used to write checks forever.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Very generous.
Yeah.
Local guy, Chicago guy. Yeah. Drop Ken Griffin there, Benny.
Okay. Wow.
So hold on. So that's in response. You would think the new mayor in New York would see what Pritzker did and screwed up here, lost $3.6 billion. This knucklehead goes and he's cute, right? He's a socialist Democrat. He's tapping on, let's go make a video in front of Ken Griffin's $260 million condo. A couple blocks away from the United Health, a CEO guy got killed and murdered by some lunatic, right?
Yep.
Hey, look at this. Look at this. It's the richest guy. You know, we're going to hit him for $5 million. We're going to tax him. Promises made, promises delivered, right? Yeah, a little cute video with this little social media crap, this idiot, right? Okay. Guess what?
What?
Okay, Ken Griffin. Okay. What
he's
did
got
he
a
just,
big stick.
What did he just say?
Yeah.
Okay, made him take a look at not building as big in New York. He's still going to build in New York, but he's going to move a lot of that New York stuff down to Florida. Hmm. Dropped Ken Griffin. Hold on. Here's Ken Griffin back on the show. Thanks, Ken. Go. Okay. Okay. $3.3 billion plus dollars lost. Okay. Pritzker. So here's this idiot who worked for Pritzker, right? Who's cute. You know, all these young, cute people that don't know anything about real life and how things work, right? Spokesperson for Governor Pritzker.
I love you showing up your phone on the radio.
Well, it is.
Like, you know, like our listeners could totally see that.
I'm on video right here.
Yes, you are on video.
Right there.
Yes.
Okay. Ann Capra, okay? Ann, A-N-N-E-C-A-P-R-A-R-A. Look her up on Twitter, okay? I screenshotted this. J.B. Pritzker beat Ken Griffin's handpicked candidate in last governor's race, and after Ken pouted and took his toys to Miami, the governor has lived rent-free in his head ever since. Guy needs to touch some glass because this is just sad at this point. Listen, Ann, sweetheart, you idiot, okay? You know what billionaires have the ability to do?
Whatever they want.
They have the ability to do whatever they want.
That's a B.
With a
that's
B.
$999 million plus another mil.
They can,
and that's just one of
they
them.
They can pick up their toys and move down to Florida. Okay, you know who's enjoying this? All the real estate developers and all the realtors in Florida. Okay, they love it. So, Ann, whatever the hell your last name is, you're a moron.
Wow.
Okay? I mean,
big
absolute.
Micro. Okay.
No basis for reality.
I thought this was positive.
It is.
Oh, okay.
He's sure.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
economic
you're 100%
hit
sure.
to Chicago and Illinois.
That's
$3.5 billion.
Huge.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Okay, why are we talking about it on a real estate-based radio show? Because guess what? When they suck out $3.5 billion, where is it? Who's filling the void?
Yeah, how are we going to get our balance sheet
how
back?
How are we getting the balance sheet back?
Taxes.
Everybody listening is going to be, and you're going to talk about it later in the show. Your electric prices are going up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Ann Capra.
Ann Capra.
Hey, Ann, we got an open mic here.
She might be a great person.
I'm sure she is.
Okay.
She's
right.
Just an idiot. So, okay. Ann, come on the show. Okay, you got an open seat. Explain to me how making fun of billionaires and driving them out in Illinois is good for the other people that aren't billionaires that are stuck here. Okay, billionaires, and our mayor is just a complete schmuck, too. I mean, this guy, forget about it. Okay, so, we're done with that. Let's move on.
Okay.
I'm driving home from Iowa yesterday. Went to pick up my daughter.
Nice. Congrats. Okay.
Thank you. My favorite middle daughter.
Yeah, perfect.
3.5 hours there. Pack her stuff up. Boom. 3.5 hours back. Okay.
One day?
Yeah, I told her to take a bus. She didn't want to. So my wife, boom.
You're efficient.
Yeah, boom. It worked out. Yep. 5:45. Took a shower. In the car, rolling. 7:15. Made a video. Got my car. Boom. Stopped at the DeKalb Oasis. Got a couple Egg McMuffins.
Sure,
peed. Boom. I'm rolling.
Yeah.
Okay. So, got a strong bladder. Okay. 59.5. Yeah. I'm just saying. I only peed once.
Yeah.
Okay? It just tells you. I got some grip.
It's amazing.
So, yeah. So, I'm rolling. I get it. I'm calling people on the way back. Talk to this lady whose brother listens. She lives in a $400,000 home. She got a $190,000 mortgage that she took out to fund the education for her first son at 2.something%. I'm like, you got it in August of 2020. She's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, I do this for a living. Okay.
I know the numbers.
Well, that's when the rates were the lowest,
sure.
In August of 2020. So instant credibility, because I'm a numbers guy.
Because you're Rain Man.
I'm Rain Man.
Yeah, exactly.
So long story short, I ran the numbers. So you only need $120,000. About ready to close on SoFi. So I'm like, okay, brace for impact here, because she's absolute getting screwed if she's dealing with SoFi. So she's like, I only need $120,000. I'm like, okay. So I ran the numbers. My daughter's next to me. She run the They qualified for $160,000 HELOC. I'm like, okay, you're going to take out $160,000 HELOC. She's like, I don't need that much money. I'm like, you're going to take out $160,000 HELOC. You're going to pay off the $20,000 SoFi loan that you have right now that's costing you $900 a month, she tells me, which is the equivalent of a $180,000 mortgage payment. And let me guess, they're going to charge you around $3,000 to do this loan. She's like, yeah, how do you know? I'm like, because I do this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to introduce you to Consumers Credit Union. They were going to put her into a 20-year fixed loan, fixed rate loan, which means when she closes, she gets all 120, which she doesn't need right now, that she's going to be paying on it as soon as she gets the money, and blow 3 G's in closing costs.
Hmm.
So I'm like, no, you're not. We're going to blow up SoFi. We're going to introduce you to Consumers Credit Union. They're going to help you secure a $165,000 mortgage. HELOC, I don't need that much. I'm like, I know you don't. Listen to me. And you're going to pay off the $20,000 SoFi loan. You're going to save like $300 a month right there. And you're going to access the funds to send your daughter to college when you need to access those funds. You're not going to get $120,000 in a lump sum. You're going to write the checks $20,000, $30,000 at a time, pay interest on that money, and pay yourself back.
We need a Venn diagram.
No, you don't. You just need to pay attention. I got my dummy, and I got Ann Kasparaitis.
Okay, so bottom line.
I just can't.
Bottom line.
Whenever I talk to, whenever I start with like government morons like that, it just, you know, like, we don't need any billionaires. Let's drive all the billionaires out of the state. $3.5 billion. Okay, so let's get back to this league.
Okay.
So long story short, right? I'm passing through Rochelle.
Yeah.
Right? On 88. I'm doing speed limit.
Of course. As you always do.
85.
Yeah.
All right. So hooked her up with, I contacted Vanessa, sent an email, boom. So her brother listens, saved her, took her away from SoFi. So the story is, you want to get screwed on a home equity line of credit, pay exorbitant closing costs and higher fees, call SoFi and Rocket. Mm-hmm. If you don't, give me a call. I'll introduce you to CCU. We're making no money on it at Team Hochberg. It's a handoff. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the fine people at Centergar Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I touch to touch my pipes, Jeremy.
In your home.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call. Takes a phone line. Coming out of the break, Jessica Genovese is going to now go into a lot more detail of the services that you provide, because you'll have an entire segment.
Right.
All right. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up next.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call. Text and photo line. Interesting. Text coming in, Jeremy.
We had a couple Two Tree happy and then less happy listeners.
Here's my favorite.
Yeah.
Jessica, we will get you the time, I promise. 773. Okay, David. Let's just have the billionaires do whatever the hell they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. You know why, Jeremy?
Well, they're billionaires.
Right.
It's hard to stop them.
Okay.
Right? I mean, they could kind of just make their own.
I love you, David, from 224. Give it a rest from 815. Political discussion is putting me off. Radio clicked off. 815 would be nice if you ran for some public office.
Hold on, wait. Can we read that one again? It would be nice.
It would be nice. Oh, I'm working on it.
If you ran for some form of public office.
I'm working on it.
I get
it. I'm working on
it. The Jewish guilt. I like it.
I'm working on it. Please lower your voice. Turning off. Pritzker lies nonstop and needs to be voted out. So that's my favorite. I'm sorry. Hey, David. Hey, WGN. I'm turning off the radio. Turn the radio off. Exclamation. Pritzker lies nonstop and needs to be voted out. I think
that's kind of what you were saying.
Okay, so why are you turning off the radio?
Yeah, don't turn it up. Yeah. Right? Don't turn it off.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, what's up?
You know what? Everything's great. There's no crime.
That is how I live.
Everything's fine. We lost $3.5 billion from one company. No problem.
We'll get it back.
No problem.
Ignore that line of U-Hauls going out.
Yeah. Hey, just sit there. Eat your porridge and shut up, right? And
What about the cannabis revenue industry?
Yeah. How about the tolls?
Yeah, how about the tolls that were supposed to be temporary?
How about the tolls?
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was temporary, right?
Yeah, we're going to start the lotto to pay for the schools.
Yeah.
It's all a bunch of garbage.
Sure.
They lie to us. Okay. And I don't put up with the... I call them out.
Yeah. Thank you. You're a man of the people.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Some recognize it, some don't. And for all of those that turn off the radio, you're missing a pretty damn good show. 312-981, because Roy Spencer's here.
Obviously.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Jessica Genovese.
Hello.
What is going on? You guys were talking about insurance companies. I know you want to talk about something, you know, your topic. But how challenging is working with insurance companies, and how can our listeners who have these events, horrible events, my basement flooded twice, Roy threw in some drain tile finally and cleaned out my window drains and installed two new ones in my other house, but that's a major kerfuffle.
Yeah, I think something that you have to keep in mind is, especially during a huge storm, like, your insurance company is trying to pay as little as possible, right? And I think that they assume that most homeowners are naive and don't really understand the actual costs of the tear out and making what we call your area safe or dry, and then the actual cost to put it back together. And I meet with a lot of homeowners, like, after the tear out was done, after a mitigation company came in, they want to put their basement back together, and they're like, yeah, you know, we have, I already got my scope of work for my insurance company. I already have my rebuild and they closed my claim and I've got $15,000 and, you
That's
know.
That's more than enough, right? I mean, really, yeah. Right? They were great.
They were great.
I love hearing
gracious.
That. The adjuster was so great and so nice
yes.
and easy to work with and
so
even
quick.
Made, they are not.
Even made it sound like, oh, he's willing to work. You know, if the prices don't
right.
line up, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I don't think a lot of, I think the insurance companies try to paint a picture like, here's your claim, here's your amount, we're closing out the costs, and now put it back together. But that's really not true. You really need an expert, you know, like Aloha or companies like us that know how to bid properly for rebuilding and making sure the insurance company pays for it. Just because they say your claim's closed, it's never closed. It's never closed until the work is done. So, you know, if you only have an X amount on your rebuild for a water loss, don't think that that's all they're going to pay. They can pay out supplements. And a lot of times, all I need to do is I just want to see, let me see that scope of work. Let me see your claim paperwork. And I'll sit with a customer. I'll take me 5 minutes to scan it, and I'll already call out 15, 35 things that your insurance company has missed on their paperwork.
Well, and I don't mean to say like, hey, all insurance companies aren't bad, right? So, I mean, there are good ones.
I actually just think it's the adjuster.
Okay.
I've dealt with some really great adjusters that are like, just send me your scope. Boom, you're approved. Let's roll. I deal with some adjusters who actually don't know a lot about construction, and I don't know why they're coming out to adjust a quote when they don't really understand construction, and so their quote comes in either incorrect. Like, sometimes I'm reading an insurance scope, and they even have the wrong scope of work. Like, they have for us to replace doors in, like, a scope, for instance, and that we didn't even remove any doors, you know? So I think that homeowners just should get quotes, see what the costs are, and if it doesn't equal what the insurance is paying, send those into your insurance company so they cover it. So, and just make sure you have coverage. You know, please look at your policy, call your agent. If your agent tells you, oh, $5,000 or $10,000 is enough, it's not enough. It really isn't. You shouldn't have any limit less than $25,000, and $25,000 might not even cover it.
Right.
So
I have to ask,
sure.
Is it a good idea for homeowners to get multiple estimates from restoration contractors, or do they normally just pick a guy, Aloha or whatever, and that's what they should do? Or should, it sounds like there might be a difference between what you do and maybe some other
right.
company does. So should a homeowner get multiple estimates? Typically they're frantic, they want to get this done type thing. So I don't know if that's common
or
uncommon.
I think some customers who are worried that, you know, they think that all they have on their claim is $20,000. They want to get multiple quotes to see which company is like within budget. But really, if you hire a company that you trust and that knows how to deal with insurance claims, you don't need multiple bids. You just need to find the company that you want to work with. And as long as they know how to speak with insurance companies and have that type of experience, you don't need to get multiple quotes. You just need to tell your insurance company. Because in the state of Illinois, it's illegal for your insurance company to tell you who to choose to work on your home. Like, as a homeowner, it's your right to tell the insurance company who you want to work with. So I always suggest find the company that you want to do the work, that you trust. Let the insurance company know, I'm using this company or I'm using Aloha. Please talk to my Aloha rep, which would be me, and make sure that you guys negotiate the scope of work, that you both agree to do the work and get paid for it.
What is the exact language when our listeners during the break, of course, don't do it during the show because you'd miss a lot of stuff. Well, if the people that turned off, who are still listening.
No,
they're still listening.
Oh, they're listening.
They're still
okay, they're just saying.
They're just
saying.
Got it. Give me a break. So what exactly is the verbiage or the terms that they should, when they're like, hey, Tom or Sally, my insurance agent, what is my coverage for this, or do I have this type of coverage? What is the, you know, the terminology
it's
that they should be
either
asking?
Either going to be sump pump failure or flood damage are the two verbiage or the
for
two
the basement.
The two policies that you want for the basement.
Got it. Sewer backup.
And you want sewer backup coverage, yeah, because sump pump failure and sewer backup are two different policies or two different insurance coverages.
Man.
So, and then, it, you know,
it's complicated, isn't it?
Well, I think it's the loopholes, that, you know, or if, God forbid, you had a basement flood and you didn't know about it and now you got mold growing down there. If you call your insurance company and say it's mold, they're just going to shoot you down. They're like, oh, we don't cover mold. So you got to be really careful about, You should know what's in your policy as a homeowner. You should know what's in your policy. And before you start talking to your insurance and telling them what has happened, figure out what actually happened so you don't tell them the wrong thing and they deny you.
And the insurance company doesn't charge you to call them and say, right? I'm paying them. I'm a customer, right? So if I call them and say, hey, what's my policy? They're going to, they have to tell me.
Right.
Okay.
So I've got Roy sitting over there sliding Benjamin's over to David to see if, because Dave's coming up next.
Yeah.
And Roy has like got this cat eating grin smile and he's like paying Dave off. Kind of, you know, it's kind of like the NFL draft. Hey, I'll give you, you know, if I trade your pick, right, I'll give you a couple of dumb. Because this is what we talked about if you showed up at breakfast. You know, this is
the jab for breakfast.
Yeah. This is what we talked about.
Well, I didn't know Laura Ann was going to be here. Well, so, I mean, I would have showed up if I would have known she was going to be here, in all fairness. Right?
Okay. Well, so I'll tell you, Laura Ann's going to come down.
That's a big deal for me. That's a kind of a deal breaker. Okay, I got to be honest with you, right?
All right. So
I only get to see her maybe once a year.
Everything that you're saying, right? And you miss breakfast too. Shame on you. Is what we talked about at breakfast.
Sure.
Which, and Roy's going to be talking about mold, major thing, and everything else. So there's a lot of things going on when you've got water in your basement that you don't want and you didn't ask for it.
Yeah. And I think it's important to, when your basement floods, to have an expert come out and measure the amount of moisture you have. Because, you know, I have a lot of customers who they mop up the water, they put their, you know, bedroom fans down there and they're like, it looks dry, it's fine. And then 4 or 5 days later, there's a musty smell and you got mold growing. So, you know, as a homeowner, like your basement foundation is never going to be completely even or completely level, and water is going to travel to the lowest point of your basement. So when the water hits your drywall, you don't know if that framework behind the drywall, behind the baseboards is wet. And if it is wet, there's no way that it's going to dry on its own without a professional company.
And you have a science project going on behind your walls, which could be very harmful to you and your family. Phone number for listeners want to reach out to you. You're here till 1, so we'll dive a lot deeper into this later on the show.
847-865-5664.
Steven Hendrickson, one of the loan officers on my team, called me up. His sump pump went out, or he had, something happened. And he's like, hey, what's Jessica's number? I need her. Boom. To fix his basement, married, three kids, very happy, and a blind dog. So I don't want that to go the wrong way. But he, you know, you came, fixed his basement, dried out his basement. So thank you for taking care of one of my guys.
Yeah, thank you for the referral.
Phone number one more time.
847-865-5664.
Put that in your phone, right? Because you don't know, you don't need
it. Like you're calling. It's not like, wow, I can't wait for something bad to happen so I could call you guys.
And the other thing is for, you know, anybody who's listening who already had your tear out done and you need a company to come in to put your basement back together, call us because I'll work with you. I'll work with your insurance company and we'll make it look better than it was before it flooded.
Phone number.
847-865-5664.
All right, coming up next.
Sure. You're all befuddled.
Well, here, you know what? Yeah. Listen, you're going to take shots at me on the text line? Fine. I get it. You know what? Here's the phone number. It would be better. Let's talk about it. 312-981-7200. You know, all these people that are firing.
I'd rather talk about like home improvements and repairs. Because that's kind of it.
Listen, I got like $150,000 in therapy over the past 20 years.
That's it? That's all it was?
You're bringing a flood over there.
That I had to pay out of pocket, let alone with the insurance company. Sure. Okay? I'm just saying. All the multiplicity of psychiatrists and psychologists and whoever the hell I talk to said
they need psychiatrists.
Talk it out. Well, now they do. Yeah. That's why I have to switch. You know, let's talk it out. So instead of sitting there beating the crap out of your keyboard, 312-981-7200, let's talk it out.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. Come back with David from Sunrun after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I've never heard of that before. Orange what?
Orangeburg. Not to be confused with Hochberg.
Because I do not degrade underground.
That's right.
I stay strong. Or break down.
Or break down.
And you can put a camera through me every 5 years after a barium after a barium drink.
Wow.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. I'm just bringing up what's happening every single day because it's impacting everybody. Your real estate taxes are going to go up and it's going to cost you more to live. So if you want to live in Never Land and me not talking about it, that's never going to happen because it's impacting every single one of our listeners when $3.5 billion walks out the door. Okay, you just can't replace that. And when you have people that disregard how to generate tax revenue, it's going to fall back on every single listener here in the Chicagoland area. It's just a fact. And every listener that lives in Illinois, you're going to be paying more because the other states around us are building their manufacturing base and welcoming businesses in instead of telling, billionaires to go stuff it, and they pick up their toys and move down to Florida. Listen, it's fine. You might not be happy, but this is what's happening every single day, and I'll continue to bring it to your attention. And if you want to do nothing about it, that's fine. And the person that typed in about, texting in, phone line's open, 312-981-7200. We'll welcome the on-air intercourse, okay? We'd love to, talk about it. 312-981-7200. David?
Sir.
That's a great segue to solar's panels.
Yes, it is.
electric bills, the cost of electricity is going up. You wanted to cover that.
Well, first of all, I never start a segment without saying hello to my granddaughter, Lucy. Hey, Lucy, how you doing?
There you go.
Newsflash for all those people who think that their rates aren't high enough already. ComEd is going up 4 cents June 1st. Ameren's going up 7 cents June 1st. For ComEd, that's a 41% increase, I believe. So have fun when you see your bills. One way to protect yourself on that is going solar. Solar can give you at least 15 years of predictability and much lower cost. We as a company, one of the things I want to talk about also is battery storage. We actually include a battery. No other company does. And batteries are pretty expensive. We find a way to hook that up into the system. They are more for storage, but again, they are a backup. It is a battery, so your house will never lose power. It's a full house backup. We're trying to protect people from those crazy rates going up. And if you want to know why they're going up, just ask all the AI companies. There's a reason why AI is coming into Illinois, and that's because our rates are generally about a third of what they are on the coastal states. And so they're dying to come here. And Illinois has... there's really no transparency at all. These companies don't have to say how much water they use. They don't have to say how much power that they used. And so...
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Data centers don't have to say we're going to gobble up about two-thirds of your power.
So
come on.
Illinois is always behind the eight ball. Gee, surprise. Okay. And so right now there's a bill that's trying to be passed called the Power Bill, which is going to make them be more transparent. But there is a company who I don't want the station to get sued, so I'm not going to mention who it is, but they have a 10-year contract downstate south of Kankakee. There's one nuclear power plant down there. And guess how much power they're using from that power plant?
How much?
100%. So when people need power, there's a lot of demand, and there's not as much supply. What do you think is going to happen to rates? So for 10 years...
They're using all the power?
100%. So what the state's trying to do is the state's trying to have more transparency. Say, if you're going to use X amount of water, here's how much power you can produce. Or if you're going to need a bigger grid upgrade because you're producing so much power, you're going to have to do it.
You got
to
fund it.
But guess what? They're not doing it yet, and it's not passed because we're always behind the eight ball.
That's a little scurry.
Yeah, it's just happening. And that's why a lot of data centers are getting denied, because they're all trying to get around Lake Michigan where they got all that water. And last time I checked, we have to live with water. So this is what's driving rates up. Yes, EVs. Yes, more the electric that we're using. But that's a big part of it. And so if you think that rates are going to stabilize and they're going to come down, sorry, not going to happen.
Even after... Because there was a big kerfuffle down, I believe, in Joliet. Everybody down in Joliet, please. I saw it online. So everybody in the Joliet, Bourbonnais area, please chime in on this. They didn't want this gigantic data center. And they voted it in. The town leaders, trustees, voted it in anyway. And there was, from what I understand, and if our texters down Joliet could chime in, please let us know what's going on down there. More about this after the break, because I got to hit the news. If our listeners want more information, what's the best way to reach you?
224-458-7868 or gosunrun.com/WGN.
We're going to take a quick break, come back with more with Dave, and then throw it over to Roy. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I found out that Ann Caprara is the chief of staff of our governor. Just sent her a message on X, inviting her to come on the show anytime. I expect her to be in here right when Tony Preckwinkle walks in the door at the same time, which will be never. Quick question for you, David, before we throw it over to Roy.
Sir.
708 texter, had Sunrun for just under 2 years and completely satisfied with my $62 a month power bill. batteries were not available when I had my panels installed.
That is true.
Something new?
That is true. Yeah.
Okay.
So the reason that we're actually the only company that will not build a solar system here without a battery, and the reason is because ComEd kind of changed the rules. In the past, I think it was before a year ago, January, I believe, any power that your system would send back to the grid, ComEd used to give you credit for the whole thing, supply and delivery. At some point, they were like, "Oh, you guys have too many customers. We're losing credit. We're losing profitability," which we all know as a hunk of you know what. Exactly. And so it really gave them a reason to renegotiate the contracts that they had with the solar companies. And so now they're only giving back power for the supply side. So you're paying for this power, you're sending some of it back, and then when you need it at night, they're charging you the delivery again. So batteries are more of a storage device. That's the primary reason. So we want you to use the battery at home so you don't have to buy it again.
Texter wants to know how they can get a battery now that
wasn't
available.
Don't want to do it because if you're on the old plan, you're grandfathered in, and you're getting credit for supply and delivery. If you add a battery now, it's just for a backup, and it's a pretty expensive backup, unless you're in an area where you have a lot of outages.
I was going to ask that. So you say expensive. A Jenny's $10,000, $15,000. So a battery install?
I mean, batteries could run $16,000 to $18,000, depending on which one it is.
There's
a little bit of government subsidy that you can get for that, too. So maybe it'll net out $10,000, $11,000.
Okay. So it's about the same cost.
Something like
that. But it does store your power.
It will store it if you're on the new net metering with ComEd. So in my opinion, again, there are some areas of ComEd that haven't been upgraded and they experience more power outages. And so that may be a reason to spend the money, whether it's a battery or a generator. In this particular case, you don't want to just buy it, you know, for a backup.
Sure.
But today, we include it because there is a reason to have it as a storage device so that ComEd doesn't rip you off.
Yep.
And Jenny, you mean generators, not people by the name of Jenny.
Yeah,
not young women by the name of Jenny.
Sorry, yeah, of course generators.
Okay.
He
didn't want to get a free plug.
Yeah, just got to do it up the old Jenny.
You got some
just
wacko out there like,
yeah,
hey,
no,
I like
no, 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 no.
How can I get a Jenny?
Get your head out of that.
Phone number, David.
I was called batteries. Like it's the ultimate house upgrade.
Phone number.
Really. Yeah. 224-458-7868 or gosunrun.com/WGN.
All right, Roy, let's tease your segment here, then we'll get you a whole stretch at the after we come back from the break. Jessica covered a lot of things in her segment at the beginning of the show that you had covered during breakfast that only Dave and I attended and your beautiful wife attended. It would have been nice if these other two had attended, Jessica and MegaPros Jeremy, but that's a whole other story for another day. But you were talking mold. You were talking what happens when it goes down, and you know it's a perfect segue into what you wanted to talk about today.
Yeah. So, and thank you, Jessica, for setting the table, so to speak. You know, talking about what happens when people flood, and so yeah, I mean the resultant mold, the physical damage to your property, the expense. Anybody who's ever gone through a flood. Has never forgotten it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's life-changing.
David, his breakfast, he spent $35,000 in his thing, probably in today's dollars. That'd probably been $50,000.
Yes, sir.
Going through that experience. And Jessica hit it on the head. Insurance companies don't have policies that cover that kind of coverage and things like that. So it's a loser for insurance companies. That's why they don't offer it. They don't have the proper vehicle. Why? Because basements flood.
Yeah.
And why do basements flood? She hit on two of them. The two biggest causes of reason basements flood are sump pump failure and sewer backup. You know, basements can flood for, you know, if you live next to the Kankakee River,
sure,
you know it's going to flood. Surface flooding like that. But other than that, and I've been doing this for a long time, and we get the calls. And inevitably, if it's a flood involved, it's one of those two reasons, a sump pump failure and or a sewer backup. Those are both avoidable.
They're preventable.
They're totally avoidable.
We don't need them.
So all deference to Aloha and restoration companies, there's always going to be need to that. There's always going to be fires and other things. But cleaning up flooded basements, that doesn't have to be something you ever have to deal with.
And we'll
Here's a guy that actually doesn't mind flooded basements, and you're trying to prevent that from happening, right?
Exactly.
You're like, you know, hey, could we just stop the water? Come on.
I would love that.
That's
honestly.
Cool.
Well, we're going to dive deeper into how you can stop sump pumps from failing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually have a question for you because I run into my sump pump fails all the time. And do you know why sump pump backups fail? Because they're like, well, we have this backup system that we put in last year and this isn't working and we have two sump pumps. Like, what happens to where like the sump pump fails plus the backup fails?
That's a great question for Roy to answer after the break.
Oh, sure.
Because that's called a tease,
yeah.
Right? All you would-be part-time radio hosts out there, future radio hosts. So Roy is like frothing at the mouth to answer this. So we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Singer Chicago at 720 WGN with Roy Spencer coming back answering Jessica's questions after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? For some? Sump pimp.
What is it?
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We had sump pump talk during the break, which we'll get to on air. We told everybody to save it for air. Took that, thank Man Cow for that. He used to yell at me all the time when I would talk about something.
Yeah, like, why not just wait?
Save it for the air!
They're going to tune out again, right?
So there, that was my Man Cow voice. Yeah, 312-981-7200.
It's really good.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Learned a lot.
Thank you so much.
From Mr. Man Cow. Roy Spencer, Jessica teed you up, had some questions, and she asked a pointed question. Do you want to paraphrase your question and tee that up one more time, Jessica, that you asked him? Roy, going into the break?
We just run into, obviously, sump pump failures all the time, and the customer is trying to explain to me, well, we have this backup system, and then I've got another sump pump, and they're trying to ask, like, why did everything fail? And I truly just want to know the answer. How does this happen? So,
that's a great question and a very common one. Jeremy, you can tell the audience, how many sump pumps fail?
100%.
All of them.
All of them.
And why do they fail? Because they're mechanical things. There's nothing mechanical that's not going to fail. The worst thing about sump pumps is you don't know when they fail. Okay? You find out at the worst time, usually, during a bad storm. And, I don't hear the sump pump running.
Working.
You go downstairs and basement's flooded or whatever. So it's a horrible way to find out it's not working. But you know it's going to fail. You just don't know when. A brand new sump pump out of the box. You know, a week later, it could fail.
Yes,
so,
it can.
And, you know, that sump pump that's worked faithfully for 12 years, like your refrigerator, the thing never fails. You know, of course, I asked David this morning if the sump pump was working. He said, oh, yeah. I said, how do you know? Well, I hear it. I hear it now.
Yeah.
So you don't know. Even if it worked yesterday, you don't know it's working today. And so all pumps fail. And backup pumps are what? Pumps. So they also can mechanically fail. And say, well, what are the odds of both pumps failing? Well, actually, a backup pump has three components to it. Besides a pump, it has a battery. It's a battery backup pump in most cases. Sometimes it's water powered, but you don't want those. But in any case, there's the pump. Now we have a battery to be concerned about. I asked David how old his battery is. Batteries wear out. We all know that. But we buy these batteries and we buy a backup pump, and we kind of forget the basement, the pump down in the battery down in the basement. So it's not uncommon for us to see a backup pump that's 7 years old, and it's never not worked, right?
Well, do they run? Like, the battery backup's only going to run if the
primary situation, right? So a lot of times it can go years and not running. And what happens to a motor, Jeremy, when it doesn't run?
When it doesn't do its job?
it's not allowed to exercise.
Gaskets, seals, really everything breaks.
Calcify it sitting down in a damp pit and calcify rust, blah, blah, blah. So a pump not running for periods of time is not a good thing.
Yep.
And, of course, batteries get old. And I think, David, you mentioned you heard yours beeps once in a while.
Sound,
you can push the test button and it beeps. Okay, at least I know that's working, right? There's enough power in that battery to make the beep go off. Okay?
I guess. Maybe not run a motor.
If it's more than 3 years old, it doesn't have the capacity the new battery has. And it diminishes pretty quickly thereafter. So you get in a bad storm where your backup pump finally needs to work. Okay, and it works great for 10 minutes, maybe a half hour, and all of a sudden, it dies. And now you have a flooded base, even though you had a battery backup pump. So the battery was old. There's also a third element, a charger that keeps that battery charged all the time. It's a trickle charger. What happens if that fails? And all that is plugged into your circuit, your electrical circuit. And what if that circuit breaker has tripped and you don't know it? So now the battery's not being charged. So that's why people with pumps you know, you can understand why they would fail. Sure. They have a, what we call a single point of failure, which just like in the airlines, you don't want that when you have everything in your basement. And then you have, okay, now I have a backup pump. But that's also a point of failure. And they do fail for all those reasons. So, and they can fail independently, you know.
So let's replace them every 3 months.
What's that?
Replace everything every 3 months, and then I know everything's going to work. Is that the solution?
No, like, we actually have a better solution.
Okay.
I mean, do you recommend that, like, homeowners get, like, inspections done on some pumps, like, every year, every other year?
Well, we actually have a service at PermaSeal. It's preventive maintenance, annual maintenance, where we come out and clean out the sump pit, because debris can get in the sump pit, and it can get caught in the impeller and cause the pump to fail and things like that. But that's good, and that's what was the impetus, honestly, for me to invent, we call it the Basement Defender, because I had a customer, and we did a great job for them. They're very happy, and it worked well for years, waterproofing their basement. Of course, we put the best pump we can put in there, primary pump. We put a good backup pump in, maintenance-free battery, everything we could do. And they did everything they could do. They researched our company, checked the referrals, and so they had done everything we could do, including an annual maintenance thing we just performed for them. And 3 months later, they called me. It was after a bad storm. They came back from vacation. Their basement had flooded.
Wow.
And they were just sick.
Dude,
well, guess
devastated.
What? I got the letter.
They're moving.
This it was a package.
I bet.
With a 7-page letter and 12 pages of photographs of all their damage, and said, "We trusted you, relied on you. What can you do for me?" And I'm not an insurance company, and I
you don't
begin
control
to put things
water.
Back together. So that was the impetus. I said, there's got to be a better way, and that's when we developed the Basement Defender.
Got a text here for you. This is a great question. 815, a question for Roy. I would say Mr. Spencer, out of respect.
No, Roy's good.
The Roy Spencer.
With the capital T. Sure. How often do you recommend replacement of the sewage ejector pit pump if the homeowner is being proactive about maintaining the system? Second part of the question, similar to the pump installation for groundwater, do you recommend a backup pump being packaged with the sewer ejector pump? Lastly, three-part question.
Oh.
This guy wants his money's worth here. Do you recommend something like the Basement Defender for the ejector pump? Thank you for your answers, Bruce.
Okay, Bruce, thank you for your questions. Number one, ejector pumps, I think this question came up at breakfast, you know, how long do they last? And, well, it depends, like most pumps, how often they're being used, okay? And so if you have a downstairs, you know, bedroom and bathroom where it's being used a lot, then the pump's not going to last as long as, you know, if it's being done infrequently with just water from floor drains or an occasional shower downstairs or something like that. So that will range. Most pumps will last, you know, I would say in the range between 5 and 10 years.
Good pumps.
Thing.
Preface good pumps, right?
Yeah,
not from a big box store.
Right.
A good pump.
So, but even that, you know, it could fail right away. So that's why I recommend, and by the way, there's not really a backup pump you can handle in an ejector pump, because ejectors handle just that, raw solids and things like that. So backup pumps don't powerful enough to handle that kind of thing. So we do the Basement Defender can be fitted to work with your ejector pump. So you can get the same notification you would with your stormwater pump. So just like the stormwater pump, the Basement Defender actually tests that pump every day. At 9 o'clock in the morning, you're going
to
hear.
Does it have to be nine?
Yes.
Can I change? I can't change everybody the time.
Midwest,
everybody
yeah.
is nine.
If you want to move to you know, Arizona,
darn it.
We can
okay,
make
sure,
it,
sure, sure.
It's 8 o'clock.
Got it. It's eight.
But it just runs your pumps momentarily, just enough to measure the amperage, to make sure it's working. It actually does exercise the pump a little bit, so it's getting a little movement, not just sitting there for months or years between uses.
Yeah.
So it tests it, and it will send you an alert if there's a problem. Not just because it's not working, if it's drawing too much amperage. The impeller is stuck or partially open, or the discharge line is clogged or something. It's drawing too much amperage. It will send you a notification that there's a problem that needs to be taken care of before you have an emergency.
That's wow. really cool.
That's wild.
That is cool.
Okay.
Phone numbers, if our listeners want to reach your tribal members, which is what you guys call them, right? Big tribe at PermaSeal. What's the best number to reach you guys?
800-421-SEAL. or permaseal.net.
Before we go to break.
Before we go to break.
This is a great text.
Okay.
All of our texters are great texters.
Yeah, thank you for texting.
Especially the ones that hate me. Yeah. But this one came in because you said Jenny.
Yeah.
And I got the wrong number. If you want to get a hold of Jenny, it's 867-5309.
867-5309.
Well played, 779. Yeah, that
we, it's fun.
Neil, send him a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Yeah, that was awesome.
They get it.
And that was very good. Brought us back up. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Special guest calling in at 12:05 hour time. On the celebrity, something's wrong with my tongue today.
Yeah.
Celebrity hotline at 12:05. I'll give you a hint. It's 1:05 his time. And I gave you two hints.
It's a lot of hints.
It's a male, they're on the East Coast.
Okay.
That's all you're getting from
me. I know it.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN, opening it up to the callers and text messages after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
We have a Texas 708. Can you get a HELOC on a condominium property?
If it's an owner-occupied and you have equity in the home, absolutely. Okay. If it's a non-owner-occupied and you have up to 70% equity in your home, BMO Harris will do it. CCU will not.
Is there extra challenges when it comes to a condominium property or no?
It's risk. It's risk. Okay. Well, it's not a single family property. So
it's a little different lane.
Yeah, but most, there's not many lenders. It's a portfolio loan, HELOCs, so they can make their own rules. CCU doesn't want the exposure. They'll do it on a second home. They won't do it if they're licensed in the state. And Finn for Barry, if you qualify.
Okay.
Our listener,
you gotta
Barry.
Qualify.
You
got to
qualify, Barry. Okay. We know. But
short answer, yes.
Yes, but maybe not every bank will do it.
Got it.
Okay, yes, it depends.
Okay.
That's depends. A Stephen A. Leahy answer. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to go line one. Rick in Lake Villa, you've been on hold the longest, and we're going to Stella in South Holland. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. What question you got for Roy?
He talks fast. So, anyway, at the beginning of the sump pump conversation there, I think he said, well, you want to... And you don't want a water power, but that was all he said about it. I was just wondering why he's not a fan of the water powered ones.
Right,
that's a great question. That's a very good question, Rick. Sorry, well, the main reason I'm not a fan of water powered pumps because they're not powerful enough. So they basically use your water supply. And kind of as a siphon effect, and it turns a wheel in your sump pit and pulls water out, but you're using a lot more of your household water than you are losing your storm water. And most of them are rated, they might take out 500 or 600 gallons per hour. Bear in mind, your primary pump will pump 2,000 to 3,000 gallons per hour. So if you're relying upon a water-powered backup pump and you have a bad storm, odds are you're going to flood anyhow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something to that effect as far as it don't put out as much, you know, but it as the other ones, you know, and not as many gallons. But I have one, and I like it, but it's not going to, if it's really coming in, I mean nonstop or whatever, I don't think it would keep up, but it might keep up long enough for me to replace the bad pump that it's back.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the question.
But that's
Rick.
The world we live in at Permaseal, Rick. We want the basement to be dry no matter what. And not, sometimes, well, unless it rains real hard and things like that. So we design systems to give you total peace of mind, not like put the odds in your favor. Well, if it's not a bad storm, my basement will probably be dry. That's not good enough for us. If you want to live that way that's your call. It's, you know, it's nice you don't have a battery to replace, and there's pros to it, but to me, having spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 to get the proper sump pump and protection for your basement is money well spent.
Yeah, that water power, you know, I could care less about how much water I use to keep myself dry.
Okay.
You know, water's cheap, and I like the idea of, you know, if the power's out, it works. You never lose water pressure. You always got 50,
well, if you're on a well, Rick, you do. Right, but I assume that you're not.
If you're on a well. Yeah. You're not gonna do well.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy, and hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice down to South Holland. We got Stella. Stella, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so very much. I just want to give a shout out to Sunrun and also to Permaseal. First of all, Sunrun, a couple of weeks back, I called because I had gotten some offers from two providers, Clean Energy, except I don't remember the other one. And anyway, I didn't understand the full benefits of the Sunrun effect. So a gentleman named Moha from Sunrun came out. He was wonderful. He took his time. He explained everything. He showed us on the computer. And everything is really just wonderful. In fact, I've gotten my first bill from ComEd, and I think I only paid $20.
What was it before? What was it before, Jessica Stella?
Oh, gosh, it was in hundreds or what? I mean, it was quite a bit more. But anyhow, it has all been explained to me. See, all of this was done when my husband was alive, and I didn't understand it all. But this young man explained it. Took his time, and I'm ever so grateful. I just wanted to make sure that the gentleman from Sunrun was aware of what an outstanding employee they have working, Mr. Moha. And also, Roy Spencer, we are a PermaSeal household here. They encapsulated our basement. They put in sump pumps, the basement defender. I have one of your young men coming on Friday. He's going to check the dehumidifier in the crawl space, and we're going to have a PermaSeal water heater installed next year.
Awesome.
So, shout out to everybody on your program today.
Thank you so much. I'm going to have Moha call you as well, because I'm going to show you how to get your ComEd bill to zero.
Yeah, to zero.
Well, he told me it would be come down to zero to give it just another month or two.
Good.
In fact, it probably by next month it'll be down to zero.
He did his job.
So he explained everything perfectly.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to compliment you on an outstanding gentleman that came out to
Thank
see
you
me.
So much.
All right, well, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Stella, and thanks for calling into the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Did you look up Salmons Point, Sammons Point, Illinois? Does Sunrun Energy come down to Salmons? Salmons?
Samson, Swenson's.
Who is the energy provider there? If it's
what do I look like?
I'd have to look it up. Give me a minute. I'm unprepared.
I look like the energy doctor over here? Salmons Point, Illinois. Salmons. I know there are solar farms down by Salmons Point, Illinois, because I pass by them, but I don't know who they belong to. So there you go. No idea. So we are checking that.
Dave, we also had a texter from earlier say something about, like, hey, could you ask the solar guy to explain the billing on the solar panels? It sounds like black magic to them. Curious, because would invest in anything that I don't completely understand. So,
all right, we're going to take care of that after the break. I'm banging up at the quarter hour.
Sure.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And a caller just got called in earlier in the show while we were talking about something else and wanted to compliment you on the great job that you did, and we are unable to reach them at this time, so we're trying to reach out to them. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. More texts and calls after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Got a... received an email from one of our listeners yesterday. Hi, David. Had our rooms painted on Monday. Sent out 6 braided rugs to be cleaned by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Excellent job. And finally used Mr. Floor Cleaner I bought ages ago on my hardwood floors, and they look amazing. So much cleaner and just the right amount of shine. Love it. This is Mary in Plainfield.
Love that.
So thank you, Mary, for that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So walk me through the process. You get a call, water's coming in the basement, couches are floating, electronics are shot, it's, you know, the toys are floating, everything. It's like it's a disaster down there. You get the call. Walk us through what happens, right? Go.
So the first thing you want to do is to get the sump pump to start working, to start draining the water. You know, you're going to need the water. If you have a couple inches, you want that to be gone for us to start setting up equipment. The most important thing to do is to get the equipment set up as fast as possible to start the drying process. Contents are a tricky subject because some basements are playrooms, some basements are workout rooms, and you got a whole lot of contents everywhere. And, you know, especially if it's like a sewage backup where you have fecal matter and urine, I mean, at that point, it's like we're tossing stuff in the dumpster, you know, unless you can call a professional packout company. And now a professional packout company, their main job is to take your personal contents like your couches, your toys, your clothes, your blankets, your rugs, and they could either clean those items or they take them out of the basement inventory and back them up and store that offsite.
Even in sewage?
Sewage is tough. I mean, if it's like plastic crates, you know, where you got your plastic Christmas,
right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You could wipe that down. But I mean, your rugs and stuff.
Toast.
Yeah. Okay. So as a homeowner, you need to be prepared. Like what I've done and where I live, I've taken pictures of all my furniture and I just have it saved in a file. And
smart.
I know what that stuff is worth. The really expensive stuff I have it marked down. Because if you ever have a fire loss or you have a water loss and your content is destroyed, you as a homeowner have to turn in like an Excel spreadsheet to your insurance company of everything that's damaged and what it's worth and how long ago you bought it. So, you know, in a company like myself, when we walk in and you've got content everywhere, you know, the customer isn't thinking about noting all that stuff. So it's either we recommend, look, we're going to come in and we're going to box all of this for you and we could either put it in your garage or we can put it in an outside pod, like a mobile storage pod. Otherwise, we highly recommend you call a packout company and they come in and just
catalog
deal with
catalog and stuff like that.
Correct. So
what happens if they can't get the water out? Does your company offer getting the water out
too? We can. Yeah,
okay,
we can.
Got
do
it.
Yeah.
Like, you said, hey, get the sump pump working again. But Roy, we know like that might be hard to do. Try to call an emergency plumber to be like, hey, come out here right now. Like that's
everybody
else has that problem.
Once,
yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
that's something
can,
that your company would provide.
We can pump it out. But honestly, it's very rare that we have to come and start pumping. Sure. By the time we show up with our equipment, that sump pump's been
it's
fixed.
Already,
like when a customer
sure.
calls, I'm like, have you called the plumber?
Sure.
No. When we hang up the phone, call one, and I'll, you know, by the time I'm on my way, you've already scheduled something,
got
you
it.
Know, so, but really after that, you know, our main goal is to try to start drying and remove what's saturated as fast as possible. So we need room to work in the basement or in the home. We need room. We got to empty everything out. And then your rebuild comes and, you know, please expect as a homeowner, it could be 8 to 12 weeks for your insurance company to approve a rebuild scope. So you will be sitting there. Steve, the referral you gave
yeah,
me, Dave, I
my
mean,
guy.
We're still sitting here. His basement flooded 2 months ago.
Yeah.
We still haven't been paid for mitigation services. I'm battling the insurance company to try to get paid. It's been two and a half months. Mm. They still haven't approved the rebuild, you know. So I was just on the phone with him on Friday. We were talking about it. And I told him, I'm like, you know, I think it's time for you to call the insurance company and be like, what the F?
That is the best line of defense, though. So for our listeners that are out there that are in that challenging event, because the insurance companies, some, not all, right, don't want to pay the money, the best line of defense is for them to call, right? Like, the company calling, that's one thing. They're already upset. It's for the policyholder to call and say, like, hey, look, I'm a paying customer, and I'm not being provided for.
I mean, I try to make, like, when... I think that when you're working with us, when you're working with me, I try to make it as hassle-free for my customers as possible. Like, you're going through a lot. You know, your kid's playroom is gone. You know, your wife is stressed. You're stressed.
The fans are going. You know, it's loud. Like,
exactly.
It's people are like, in your home. You didn't plan for
it's
this.
It's emotional.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I try to take care of that, but if I'm like right now, I'm 2 months trying to get this plan approved. The customer's like, I want my basement back. So I finally just told them, I'm like, it's time for you to kind of...
Sure. Put the screws down.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay.
Or if Steve calls into the show, we could. I'll be more than happy to tee up his insurance company.
312-981. I bet you would.
I would.
You'd be good at that.
I do it every weekend. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and phone line. Phone number for our listeners want more information about you and your services.
847-865-5664.
All right, we're going to take Rick. Then we're going to hit the break. Rick and Glen Ellen, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, David? Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. How can I help, buddy?
My husband is going back to college, and we have a condo right now. It's worth about $165. We owe about $130 on it. I was wondering if it would be wise for me to refinance, try to get some cash for college or a HELOC, or just go with FAFSA and student loans.
All right, so you're going to have an equity challenge. The house is worth $165, you said?
Yeah.
All right. They'll only go to 80% of the valid value of your house, which is 132. So you take balance of your mortgage, 130 minus 132. There's not a lot of equity there. So I would, in your case, I would look to go with the FAFSA route. Is your husband a teacher, first responder, work for the government, or anything like that?
He does not.
Okay. Because if your husband did fall into any of those categories, you qualify for the student loan forgiveness program. After he graduates, you go into the program. You talk to Ray Kaplan about that, who's fantastic, and she will put you in the program, and then you have to work under 20 months within that whatever categories for the student loan forgiveness, and after 120 months, the student loans are absolved, are gone.
So maybe you could get a job in those sectors real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there a policy that says you have to be in those jobs for this many years before you could get that?
Yeah, it's right in the statute.
You don't know that.
120 months.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that your husband can't get a job in a 501c3, in a hospital, working for the government, working for as a first responder, whatever, right?
Yeah,
you could get the student loans, go work there, and spend 10 years in that field, and away you go. You just got to register and everything else.
Sure.
Right.
Some work to get out of paying your college bill.
Or, you know, just take out a FAFSA loan and pay it off as you go. How's that, Rick?
Yeah, we'll have to do FAFSA because he's going to school to become a lawyer. So.
We don't have enough of those.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
Stephen A. Leahy. Just what we need, another frigging lawyer. All right, well, we appreciate you calling. We got to hit a break here, buddy. So hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Benny, we got to hit a break, right? Okay. Debbie from Villa Park will catch you on the other side. We could call you back as well so you don't have to sit there and wait that long. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Special guest on the WGN Celebrity Hotline will be calling in after the break at 12:05, our time, 1:05, his time, to talk about his life experiences after these messages. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This portion of the show sponsored by fine folks at Consumers Credit Union, where you get new car loans as low as 4.49%. Also, refinance your existing car loan if you had credit challenges when you took out the car loan. They might be able to get into a lower rate, save yourself some money, and home equity line of credits. Available if your credit score is above 731. The start rate is 4.75, and the final rate will be prime minus a half, which today is at 6.25. Consumer Credit Union is the place to go. So I just wanted to, we have a special celebrity guest on the celebrity hotline. Give you a hint.
A
soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
It just never gets old. And this one.
One count on Macy Bedrick, runner on. Here's the next pitch. Up and in, foul back, caught it. Right back here, caught it with one hand. Feel pretty proud of myself. I don't think anyone caught that on camera, though. First time in my life that's ever happened.
That's Joe Brand. Very cool. That's very cool. Joe Brand, how are you?
I'm great. I'm wondering who the celebrity guest is that you're about to have on. So whenever they come on, please let me know.
Well, they renamed the celebrity guest hotline the Joe Brand Celebrity Guest Hotline in honor of your awesomeness in getting the job as the Pittsburgh Penguins play-by-play guy. So we're all in awe, and Tony's over here going, how can I follow in his footsteps? And I'm just like, another 8 years working on our show like you did, and he'll be right in your wake. So how are you, Joe? You doing all right?
I'm doing great. I'm officially a homeowner once again as of 2 days, and just right back into the swing of things. It's weird, but it's fun, and it's exciting, but it's a little intimidating. And just enjoying my Saturday. And what do you know? Back here where it all started on David Hochberg's program.
That's right. We take 15% of your salary, so we appreciate that. Joe moved to Pittsburgh with his beautiful wife, Allison.
Yeah.
Things happened out there, and now they have a child.
Hey, congrats.
Beautiful baby girl.
That's
so
awesome.
We won't go into
Thank you.
That happens. Just
it happens.
Kids, sure. Ask your parents. And they were renting a home that they wanted to buy, and they wound up buying. And Joe called and said, hey, what do you think? And the first thing that I told Joe was to get a sewer inspection. It was an older home, Roy.
Well played, David.
Well played.
Good job.
Joe, what did you find when the plumber in the Pittsburgh area inserted the camera through your pipes?
A pretty much completely depleted sewer pipe that was probably the original pipe of the home, which is over 100 years old.
Wow.
Good to know. So, yeah, that was definitely a problem.
The cost to remedy, to cure that challenge out in Pittsburgh is how much, Joe?
Anywhere in between $18,000 to $21,000.
Mm-hmm. A lot cheaper in Pittsburgh than here, right? You know, just... So long story short, Joe came to me. He said, hey, what's going on? I'm like, because a listener texted in, hey, or emailed me 2 weeks ago, said, hey, my son's looking to buy a home. My kids, they want to buy it without a home inspection. What do you think? And I'm just like, I told him the story about Joe. I'm like, you found $20,000+. And I'm like, it's a bad idea.
And that's just one part of the home.
One part of the home.
Yeah.
Also found stuff in the attic and the roof that needed some work. So... long story short, we got Joe here a big fat closing cost credit, which Joe and his beautiful wife Allie are going to use to do the work on the home.
Nice.
Joe, did you understand the closing cost credit when I was talking 15 miles an hour to you, or 115 miles an hour at the beginning of the transaction?
It takes you explaining things a few times for me to understand, number one, to slow down, and number two, just because the terminology you use is often too brash. So, yes, I did not have a pretty good understanding of what the closing cost credit was.
Well, one person's brash is another person's forge.
Sure, of course. Yeah,
So long story short, if you want to know what offsides is and interference is and high sticking is and how to call a professional hockey game, Joe Brand is right there.
He's a pro.
He's a pro. Mm-hmm. And he's graduated to the NHL, and he knows what he's doing. And when I don't. Right? You don't want me calling because I'd be cheering the whole game. Yeah, you know, and then saying.
Guy's got the puck.
Yeah, guy's got the shoot the damn puck. So, but Joe, we got him through. He bought the home, came in with little to no money down because less than what he would have because we got him a huge closing cost credit. And in the end, I know it was confusing, but you have that money there. And we always talk about closing cost credits.
We do.
How did that work out for you? A national professional broadcaster, when you actually got to the closing table and saw that we saved you over $35,000 in closing costs by getting a credit from the seller?
It was huge. I felt more comfortable about the whole purchase. I felt more comfortable about what we were putting down, what we were getting. Again, the whole process was a little intimidating. It's a big boy decision. It's a big thing to just go ahead and decide to do for you and your family. But that made the decision a lot easier. That made the decision more favorable, honestly. And I mean, the other thing is, I know that we're going to have a brand new sewer underneath now. I know that we're going to get the value of that in the home immediately. And, you know, we covered our, you know what.
Yep.
So it's something I would never have thought of, you know, had the idea for, or even like really understood, but I think I'm reading the script right.
No, David, there's
you
no script.
So you're intelligent, so
super handsome.
No script.
I don't know where I'd be without you.
Oh God! Here we go. Man. Here we go. Okay.
Thank all you, right. Joe.
Nailed it, Mr. Funny. You know, yeah. He's open at
closing
open
cost it. Credits are super confusing.
Of course,
well, Joe. I hear him every week, and it still doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm glad to hear you went through it and it worked.
Hold on, Joe. Would you have rather had the seller send in a plumber to do the sewer work, or would you rather have the $21,000 and your contractor go in the house that you just spent a lot of money on to buy to do the work that you have the warranty and that you know what company went in and did the job?
Right. I'm in control of it. It's my decision. It's my money.
Bingo.
And then again, I profited on the other end too, because otherwise he would have to do it. And then that money just goes into the closing. That money goes into the down payment. It's not really my benefit. So
there you go.
Yeah, once that was explained to me a few different times, yes, no, I totally understand how it works out better that way. I know I'm being sly with that, but I truly do appreciate everything that David did. The only unfortunate thing about him doing such a good job is now I have to do everything he asks for.
Yeah.
Now I don't know how I'm going to be able to repay him because he just knocked it completely out of the park.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, right. There's
well,
a 10-year...
Well, you read the script really well. Well, so yeah. That's a start.
There's at least a 10-year payback. Sure. So
obviously. With you, at least.
Yeah. Maybe a Sidney Crosby autographed jersey. I'm just there saying. A sweater.
Well, you also got him his career, too. So, yeah, I mean...
He can't wait to sign it for you. He's like, the David Hochberg? Really? He wants my autograph? I listen to his show every Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sure Sid's up there in Canada just broadcasting.
Do you think he knows closing credits?
Of course not.
I had no idea until I brought him up to speed.
Do you think Sidney Crosby needs a mortgage?
Hey, I mean, there's only one way to find out.
That's right. Have him buy a house and give me a call. All right, listen, love you. You know we're at the quarter hour. We got to go to break, and we got callers calling in off the wazoo. Send my best to Allie, your beautiful baby, and thanks for sharing your experience. We appreciate it.
All right, Hawk. Honestly, thank you very much. Miss you guys. Love you all. Say hello to Chicago and tell everyone back home I miss them.
And thanks for the crumble cookies. They were delicious. All right, have a great day, buddy. We got
it. Oh, yeah. Well, that only took the last 2 seconds of the interview to bring up that.
Of course.
Some love my way?
It's called build-up. It's called build-up anticipation. Sales 101. All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We've got Brett, Debbie, Mark, and Mike coming up after the break. Also very modest. I just want to throw something out there.
Okay.
Went on a sales retreat to South Carolina. Came out. Get a call from one of my clients freaking out. Hey, I got to get a loan done in a week or else I'm going to lose my earnest money. And the lender that the builder told me to use, who worked at a company that Ryan would guaranteed rate, great company. It's just that the loan officer couldn't get the loan done for a month, according to my buyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just like, all right. So then I got a week to get it done. Okay,
he couldn't.
They wanted me to call this guy to explain to this guy how I did this lady and her husband's loan the past 4 times. I'm like, yeah, that ain't going to happen.
I'm not going to do his job.
Yeah,
for him.
Why don't I just call the lender that you've been working with for a month and tell him? I'm like, what? I'm like, it's not happening. I'm like, I'll do the loan. So long story short, I had one week. Swear to God, Emma's. I had until yesterday. We got the loan approved on Thursday night. And then the guy from Guaranteed Rate introduced her to his reverse mortgage company. I'm like, yeah, you don't want to bring in 65% and pay 12 to 15 grand in closing costs. Not that reverse mortgages aren't great. Just in this situation, it doesn't meet with your family's financial profile. So I want to thank the loan officer at Guaranteed Rate for, you know, dropping the ball and giving me the opportunity.
Thank you for not doing your job well.
Yeah, to do the fifth loan for this couple. 312-981-7200. We've got a Duckworth that smells like a dead person. How are you, Debbie, from Villa Park?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Better than you. I don't have any dead people smell coming through my vent work. How can we... What do you got going on?
The good thing is it's dissipating. The bad thing is it's still a little bit there, and I have health concern issues. This started like at the beginning of March. We noticed it's a family-owned home that we use in and out, a part-time vacation-like home. And it was up there beginning of March, and smelled something. We entered the home and we're like, oh, we must have mice under the sink, which is where we always get mice. checked there, nothing there. Couldn't find any evidence of anything dead. Turned on the heat, and the smell became god awful. It's like, oh my god, we had to turn it off. And then the heat, it dissipated, but the smell was still in the area where we entered the house. Located close to the furnace, and the greatest smell was within a 2 feet area around the furnace.
Right.
Took the furnace apart from what we could see. Nothing. Called the HVAC guy out. He couldn't find anything. Changed the filter. This is a couple months down the road now. There's very little smell. There's still smell there. Nothing comes out when we turn the heat on now. My thought process is whatever this did died, and you know, like it's shriveling up and you know going back to a petrified creature.
Okay, or decomposed. But go ahead, Jeremy. What do you recommend?
So where
my concern is health issues. I'm concerned about health issues. I did call a duct cleaning guy to come out.
Good move.
And I'm not so sure if that's right. Is it necessary? He's talking about sanitizing. I heard that could be bad because then there's moisture in there and the chemicals, and we have some immunocompromised allergy things going on in the house. I just don't know what step to take.
Jeremy?
It's going away.
Hey, Deb.
Forget about it. Don't worry about
it. All right, Deb, give Jeremy a chance to answer.
Everything you just said is right. Definitely would call a duct cleaning, but they put cameras in your vents, so they'll see whatever's going on. As far as sanitizing it, I've never heard that not working, right? They do dry out the system afterwards, so you're not going to have mold or mildew or things festering in your duct lines, and that would be the right move. Or move. David always always has that option of, well, you could just list your house if you don't want to.
Sarah Leonard will be out there in a moment.
But that would be the first step that I would recommend is that, and you're probably right, whatever's in there would dissipate over time, and I don't know. As long as you don't eat it, I think you'll be just fine.
I'm just afraid it's going to be blowing through the whole house, you know, whatever it is, bacteria, bugs, whatever dead things.
It already is now.
Yeah, they'll investigate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get it cleaned up there.
He did say that they would be able to have evidence of it being in there. Is that true, that they'll know if it's in there by scratch?
And they also have cameras. So
it's like a colonoscopy of your ductwork.
Correct.
But not as exciting.
That's a good
right. Nice reference.
Great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the right move.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Deb, you share your pictures of your ductwork. I'll show you my colon. All right. Deal?
I have plenty of those myself. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd Clean. I'm a giver. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, out to DeKalb. How you doing? I got 2 Egg McMuffins and a coffee at the Oasis yesterday there, Mark. Jealous?
You are awesome. Thank you for the tax money.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
We go way back, my friend, back into the 80s.
Uh-oh.
I was at DeKalb Iron and Metal Company.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. Dimco.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was called.
Number one heavy melt. What's number one heavy melt next month?
I don't know. It's like $400 or $500 a ton now. I love to talk to you about bushling and copper and you know all that stuff.
He's not a scrapper anymore.
He did. I always. It's in my blood.
Oh, is it? Once a scrapper, always a scrapper.
I didn't know this. I said Dimco, DeKalb Iron Metal Company. He's like, no. This guy could be an imposter.
Sure.
So what's your question there, buddy?
No, I was there. Okay, here's the story. I have a house in DeKalb, 4-bedroom house. My wife passed away 3 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Gone. Yeah, thank you. So I'm rattling around in this big house. Well, in the meantime, I found another beautiful lady friend who lives in Bloomingdale. So she said, why don't you find a place halfway between? So what I want to do is sell my house, buy a condo somewhere in the Fox Valley area.
Yeah.
But I got all these, everything spinning around in my head. How do you make that work? You know, you sell a house and you want to buy a house. What if I find some place I want to buy right away? You know, and the house is paid for. Can I get like a bridge loan or investments to get a loan?
Yeah, what's your house worth?
Probably around $475,000.
Okay, you take out how much is a new condo going to cost you? $200,000-$300,000?
Hopefully around $400,000 up to $450,000.
Okay, so you take out a line of credit up against your current house up to 80% of the value of your house, about $330,000, $340,000. Use that for the downstroke of your new place. That's what I would do. And then we'll get you a mortgage on the new place.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
Yeah.
I haven't sold a house since 1990. So,
yeah.
You know, this is just, you know, all new to me.
It's the same thing. I think Sarah goes up there and Jimmy Brown goes up there. So I'll take care of you. I got you, Mark. I got your back.
Yeah, it's
I'll
like a whole care. Team. Yeah. That's why you're called Team Hochberg,
yeah,
right?
I'll take care. I'll hook you up. I'll hook you up with Sarah and Jimmy Brown. And I know the police chief, Dave Bird, in DeKalb. He's a personal space invader and a sloppy eater. But other than that, he's a great guy. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he likes to talk about his running back days here in the Chicago Public Schools that nobody really cares about. But you know, he likes to relive it. And he's got a gun, so we just let him go, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you tell Dave I said, hey, he's a good dude. I could take
it. Awesome to talk to you.
Yeah.
Awesome to talk to you, my friend. You have a great day.
Dave would have me hogtied. Hang out for your Mr. Flood.
Yeah, I could take him. No big deal.
I can't.
I believe it.
And he's one of the best. He's a great guy.
I'm sure.
Great sense of humor. Southside boy, and he's done good. Went to work for the ISP, and now he's running DeKalb. It's
nice.
Good. He's good.
Good for him.
Good man, and a good police chief out there. The people in DeKalb have got an outstanding police chief. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We have Brett and Dundee, Mike and Elgin, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Chicago, 720 WGF.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Brett and Dundee, you got a question. How can we help you?
Yeah, we had bought a foreclosure and just used our cash to buy it. At what point does it make sense to get a mortgage, or it's like a second home, maybe a rental home in the future?
When you need the money?
Do you
need the money?
No, not really.
Then don't take out the money. How much is the home worth?
It's in a neighborhood around three of other houses in the probably that house too, $350 to $400, and we paid $140 for it.
All right, and you just want to have it as an emergency shoot?
Well, it's probably a second. It's down in Florida, so it's probably for a nice weather house.
All right, but you want the money as an emergency shoot? Do you want the money equity loan question for with foreclosure? Do you want to take out a loan to have the money there for an emergency shoot, or do you need it for it right now for some reason?
No, I don't really need it.
Okay.
I just didn't know if it made sense to, you know, for interest write-off and all that kind of thing. Or
yeah, well, you got to talk to your CPA about the interest write-off because I'm not stepping on that landmine. But in terms of having access to available liquidity for future investment opportunities, you could take that out right now with the home equity line of credit. I would not wait. Just have it there because when something's going to pop up, you're going to need it, and then you could just rip a check out of it. I could introduce you to my team at CCU for that.
All right.
All right, so hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, and we'll go down to Mike and Elgin. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, David. Love you, love the show.
Thanks.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm hoping maybe you guys can help myself and my sisters out with the predicament we're in, but also maybe give some information to other listeners.
Okay.
Mom passed away just over a month ago.
Sorry for your loss, buddy.
Thanks, man. What we didn't realize was that certain things couldn't be done since Mom passed away, one of which is renewing insurance.
Right, because she's dead.
You know, yeah, you're not thinking about that. As a kid who lost your mom, you're not thinking about it.
Right, why would you?
We knew her insurance was due in May.
Yep.
So I reached out to the company and said, hey, we're going to take the car off of Mom's combo policy, put it on mine, I'm going to take it.
Right.
And then what's the difference in the insurance? And the guy said, well, is your mom going to keep a license? And I said, no, she passed away. And he goes, when? And I said, a month ago. Red flags.
Yep.
Basically, you're committing fraud against the insurance company.
Oh.
It's going to be hard to...
that insurance agent is a jerk. Here. No, right. But that, I mean, there was... You know, that's like kicking you in the face, right? Hey, your mom's dead, and now you're creating mortgage, you know, insurance fraud. I'm like, I mean, have a little suckle. I mean, what kind of schmuck is this insurance agent? So, yeah, so you're not creating, you didn't know. You can't create fraud on something you didn't know. So you're not intentionally creating fraud. Now that you know, right, you've got to do something, right? So did the house transfer to you and your sister?
She had a will that left it to me and my sisters, but then we're in Kane County, and she had forgive me for not knowing the correct terminology, basically it was like upon death deed transfer thing through the
TD,
county.
Transfer upon death.
Wow. Okay. I guess I got it right.
Yeah, you did good.
Yeah, and for that, what my sister found with the information was told we couldn't do anything for at least 30 days.
Okay, but how long has she been passed? Did she pass away?
Just over a month.
Okay. So, again, may her memory be a blessing. So what are you guys going to do with the house?
Well, we're going to sell it.
Okay.
But, you know, like you said, they're telling us, oh, it's vacant right now. Nobody wants to insure a vacant house, blah, 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 blah. So Monday we're all meeting at the bank. We all have to sign this paperwork for the registrar's office in Kane County. It has to be notarized. We're going to take it down there, give it to them, which I don't know how long it then takes to legally transfer that into our name.
It doesn't matter. I mean, once you sign it, get it stamped, and then it takes a while to get it recorded because there's only three people working at the recorder's office now because they fired everybody. But once you have that document, it's a legal document, you could go get insurance on the property because you don't want to not have insurance in case fire, flood, or tornado, right? So you want to have coverage on it. So once you get that document executed, notarized, it's a legal document, you could go to an insurance agent. Yeah.
I think Mike's asking, are we doing the right steps?
100%.
Right? Okay. So, Mike, everything you're doing so far sounds great.
Right. And if that insurance agent was as cold-hearted and as thoughtless and unempathetic as you made him seem or she sound like, I'd find a new insurance agent.
Ron. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, it's funny you mention that. Mom and I had the same agent. And with what we've gone around right now, once all this stuff is settled and I got all the ducks in the row regarding mom stuff, I'm going to find me a new agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw that guy. Yeah. I mean, that was unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating fraud. Your mom just passed away less than 30 days ago. And you're just trying to get all
over 30 now. Sorry to interrupt you, but it has been over 30 now.
Yeah,
but
no,
I'm at the same point.
Right, go ahead.
You know, I get it. You don't know this as a layman.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah.
And again, your mom just passed away. You're grieving. The whole family's going through all of that stuff. And this guy's saying you're creating insurance fraud, which is ridiculous. So I think what you're doing is 100% right. You need to have coverage. Get the document legally notarized, signed, you know, whatever King County needs you to do. Once you have that document, find a new insurance agent. Get a group policy or whatever it's called, homeowners insurance policy. Make sure you do what Jessica did and say the thing with the flooding and the sewers, right, Jessica? Because you don't want a flood down there in a home that you want to turn and burn and dump and get rid of, right? Because none of you want to keep the home, correct?
No.
Okay. So where's the property again?
None of us want to keep it. So
Where's the property?
It's in Elgin.
Okay. You need Sarah Leonard's right out there, and so is Jimmy. You need help selling it, or do you have a realtor?
We're playing that, kind of getting some ideas on what it's worth kind of idea right now, Dave, to be honest with you. Sarah is one of the names I looked at, and I think, you know, once we get this part of our duck in a row as far as the insurance, then, you know, I'll be able to breathe a little bit, and so will my sisters, and then we can actually reach out and talk to somebody.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You got to do your due diligence and breathe and grieve and do all that stuff. That's all important. So when you're ready, I can't speak any more highly than the SLT team, the Sarah Leonard team, to help you sell your mom's home and get it and get that resolved as quick as possible, especially in this market in that price range. Did you say 400,000, or am I thinking of the DeKalb?
You're thinking of the last guy. We've had a list of like kind of guesstimates of 275 to 315.
Yeah, that home would sell in about 4 seconds. Okay, so in that price range, starter home in the Elgin area, it'll go in literally a week.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of those.
Yeah, there's not a lot of inventory. So I definitely reach out to Sarah and her team when you're ready. Did we answer all your questions before we hit the break?
You have. You guys were great. Thank you so much. You take a huge weight off of my shoulders. I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks again.
No, thank you. And once again, may your mom's memory be a blessing. Sorry about that.
Mr. Floor Cleaning Product.
And hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, let everybody wrap up. Wow. That was that hour, 45 minutes, flew by. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. This is Home to Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I sold a pre... No.
I'm in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic...
Hooked on phonics.
Yeah, I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out.
Phonics.
Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I just texted Sarah. I'm like, getting a lot of love on today's show. Not even being on air, for gosh sakes. All right, well.
She's phenomenal at what she does.
They are.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Brown's going to be
Well, Jimmy's actually better than Sarah, but that's okay. That's just me. That's just a me thing.
Shots fired.
He's just an amazing man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Can't wait for you and her to be
That's
Ben.
Fine.
Mark that for
it's
when
probably
Sarah's
because
in.
She stole my seat last night.
Oh, that's it's coming why. Back at you. 312-981-7200. Incoming rounds, baby. 312-981-7200. Take us out, Jess. What do you want to leave us with a nugget of knowledge? And thanks again for taking care of my loan officer, Steve Steve Hendrickson, and his family cleaning up his messed up basement.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's always a pleasure to come on the show. I'm really relieved I don't have to sing today. That was quite the surprise last time. So
you did great.
You were fantastic.
So I was really happy about that today. I'm like, oh, I don't have to sing, so that's good. No, but again, you know, I'm Jessica with Aloha Restoration. Anything having to do with mold, water, fire, or even, you know, repair and rebuilding, you know, we're kind of that one-stop shop in the Chicagoland area. So please give us a call, 847-865-5664. All phone calls through our office transfer directly to me, so I'll be happy to answer any calls that come through. And I look forward to being on the show again next time.
Look to your left. That man at the end there, his son Joel, was the reason that new people sing. It's all his idea.
Oh. Yeah.
And
so we're gonna blame Joel then. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was my first time last time, and nobody told me I had to sing, and I thought everybody's
joking.
I'm like, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah. Well, we want. Well, once we get you in the studio, and we
hard
tell
to leave.
You, it's hard to leave.
Well, I don't know. The Radon Man came with a full scripted song.
Like, that guy was too prepared.
He was prepared. Yeah. You know, somebody gave the secret away to him, but
well, heavily medicated. So phone number one more time.
847-865-5664.
Dave Sunrun, leave us with a nugget of knowledge, buddy.
So first of all, for that guy in Salmon's Point, I now know where you are. You're right by Kankakee. I trained the guy that's down there. He's great. So if you want any information about that, you can call me. I'll put you in touch with him.
Where is Salmon's Point?
Right by Kankakee.
Okay. There you go.
So that's Ameren.
Off of 57.
Yeah,
good.
Exactly. I think there was another caller that said, you know, he was confused about the cost. It's very simple. I'd be happy to explain it to you or send somebody out. Know that there is no upfront cost for going solar. For a consultation through the end of the month, we're given $25 just for the consultation. And for referrals, we give $1,000. So give us a call, 224-458-7868, or go to my site at gosunrun.com/WGN.
Mr. Spencer?
Yeah, I just want to reemphasize that sea peach is not something you need to live with. Water problems don't get any better. They can only get worse. And flooding is what we've been talking about today is really the worst nightmare. Right up there with fire.
It just sucks.
You never, ever want to go through that. And if you've been through that, you never want to go through it again. If you haven't been through that, you don't want to. You don't have to. So we have solutions at PermaSeal to keep your basement from flooding, regardless if it's a sump pump failure or even if it's a city sewer backup. We didn't talk about that, but we have systems for that. So people who hear these horror stories, they're legitimate about flooded basements, and it's a common thing, but it's not a necessary thing. So give us a call, 800-421-SEAL, and we'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. Hang on.
MegaPros.com.
I got a question on some logic, Roy. So we just had all this water, and say my basement didn't leak, right? So I'm a new homeowner, made it through 1 year, and I'm like, hey, you know, we had all that rain. That was my test. So next year, right, I'm thinking I'm probably good, right? you know what I mean?
I don't know.
That's the logic.
Probably. You might be.
You might be.
But you don't.
So how can you help that? How can you help that situation where it's like, well, we just had all the water. Like, do you guys just come out and look at stuff, even if there's no water?
Yes. We offer free inspections for any homeowner. We'd be glad to inspect your foundation because odds are, you know, people who have water for the first time, it didn't happen the first year. A lot of times I've been in house 7 years, first time I ever had a problem.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably a crack in a foundation that's been there for 7 years, but it only opened up
now. Got it.
So we can identify these potential problems, and whether it's extending downspouts or putting covers on window wells or whatever, or not having a proper pumping situation that you've skated by the first year with a modest, if inadequate, pumping system, we can identify these things. Again, it's your choice. All we're going to do is point these things out to you. It's your home. Yeah. It's your problem. It's like your money, your decision.
I like it. If you have a home, we can help. So small projects, handyman projects, exterior big projects, you name it, we can help. Got an issue? Call us, text us.
Megapros.com.
Or this number.
847-658-8989.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Special shout out. I am looking to add loan officers onto Team Hochberg. We're looking for...
That's good to hear.
I am seeking... Yeah, I am in the market...
He's a job creator.
...to add $3 to $8 million producers that are looking to tap into our training, tap into our marketing, tap into our knowledge. We will teach you and train you, plug you into our system, and turn you from a $5 to $10 million producer into a $20 to $30 million producer, then from a $30 to a $50 to $100 million producer. So if you're interested and you're up to the challenge and you'd like more information about how to take advantage of that situation, call me on my cell phone, which I know you love when I give out.
I love it.
773-456-6526. You need to be licenced and experienced.
Wouldn't you be a cool boss?
Yeah. I'm awesome.
I mean, you are awesome.
I'm a great boss.
Yeah.
I'm demanding, and I hold everybody to a high standard.
As bosses should.
Right. So if you would like to tap into... my partner, John Cornish's proven techniques. He's a $100 million producer, largest producer in Iowa. You plug and play. You do everything John says. You will be successful. If you don't want to do everything John says, then don't call me at 773-456-6526. Nice. It's really that simple.
That's cool.
Yeah. We're going to grow, and now's the perfect time to grow. And if you're up to the challenge and think you're a good fit, we'll make that determination on the other side.
Nice.
All right. Rates are what they are. Still doing loans today, even though they've gone up a full point, thanks to everything that's been going on the past 60 days or 69 days in Iran. And, you know, when rates go up, rates go down. But if you buy a house today, we'll refinance you, hopefully, God willing, at the end of the year. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody, especially the people that allegedly turned off the show at the beginning.
We still thank them.
Yeah, Chief of Staff of Governor Pritzker, if you'd like to come on with Tony Preckwinkle to talk about your wonderful policies and what you say online and how it impacts and encourages CEOs to move their businesses to Chicago and Illinois, you have an open seat here. We're here every Saturday. Roy, in case you didn't know, top-rated show here on WGN Saturdays, 10 to 1. If you want to call me during the week, 855-563-2843. That's 855-563-DAVID, or go to 56david.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. David Safran from Sunrun Solar. Jessica Genovese from Aloha Restoration, and Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.